How am I perceived? Am I putting on the right show? You know, and you're looking to the earth, and you're taking in the things of the world and of wickedness and sin and evil deeds. So the whole thing is darkness. You know, it's what enters into your heart. Nothing going into a man defiles him, but that which cometh out of a man. Because what goes into you does not enter into your heart. But your eye takes in light. And if your eye filters everything through evilness, then everything that comes into you is darkness. Everything you see is darkness. It leads you astray. It causes you to stumble. It causes you to fail of the kingdom of God. Because that which brings in light to your heart, that would enlighten you, that would bring you the truth of the gospel, is corrupted and perverted and clouded and shrouded in darkness. How great is that darkness? That, if what comes into your eyes is darkened by the eye, then the what light is in you is darkness. And all that you have in you is darkness, and great darkness. You cannot serve two. You cannot have both. You cannot have a light in your eye and evil in your eye. Because you either hate the one and love the other. It's like righteousness and unrighteousness. You can't serve both. Because a little bit of righteousness mixed with unrighteousness is unrighteousness. And a little bit of unrighteousness mixed in with almost pure righteousness makes the whole thing polluted. That is the way Jesus taught. Whoever commits sin is the servant of sin. All you have to do is commit a sin, and you are a servant. Not a son of God, a servant of sin. We cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve God and sin. You cannot serve righteousness and unrighteousness. You cannot serve two. God will not have it. Mammon will say, oh yeah, serve me and God. Fine. Because it knows if you try to do both, mammon will win. God will not accept a balance that you strike. He wants the scales tipped entirely in his favor. Verse 25, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. And are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Verse 34. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient to the day is the evil thereof. Jesus says, don't take any thought for your life. It means be not careful. You know, it doesn't mean, take absolutely no thought. You know, you just sort of like try to drown out, you know, the world. What he means is like, things come, things go. Don't be taking care for it. You know? Don't take care for your life, meaning, oh, what am I going to eat? What am I going to drink? What am I going to wear? You know, so many people, that becomes such a consuming thing. They're so worried about that. What should I wear? What should I wear? What should I eat? I eat. What am I going to eat? And then, of course, that's one thing just to take care of it in the sense of, like, you're very mindful of it. Like, very mindful. But also, of course, to be afraid. I'm not going to eat. I'm not going to have anything to wear. I'm not going to have anything to drink. and being fearful, because that's what happened to the Israelites in the wilderness. They feared. God has brought us out into the wilderness to starve us to death, and that our carcasses may fall here. Having escaped Pharaoh, God brought us out here to slay us. They had no faith in God. So they feared. And Jesus said, life is more than food, and your body is more than clothing. You have life. You have life right now. We can live for God right now. We don't need food. We can live for God, and that is needful. We may not have clothes for our body right now, but we have our body to give to the Lord. It is much better and needful. Look at the animals. You know, the birds. They don't sow or reap. They just find and they just eat. God feeds them. God has provided for them. Somehow, I mean, you walk around outside, right? You don't see a treasure trove of food. It seems like hardly anything, but their little birds find things to eat. God has provided for them. Shall he not provide for you? So we should not fear. And even if our lives are forfeit, we trust him to raise us from the dead. That is where our faith is. So which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to his stature? A cubit or a span? You know, can you do anything to increase how tall you are? And can you make yourself bigger or smaller? Can you do that? So what good is taking thought? This goes against a lot of people, you know, and it's funny because I was thinking about this. I know people and relatives and so on who, like, for them, it's a lot of positive things. They go, I'm going to think positively. I'm going to fight cancer with positive feelings. I'm going to take thought and make it better. Of course, a lot of that taking thought is negative thinking and having care for it. Oh, care for it. And there's good things about having a positive attitude, but Jesus is sort of denying this idea of mind over matter. That's why those, what do they call it? Telekinesis, you know, where you move things with your mind. It's definitely not a Christian idea.